Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be serving the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is an entrepreneur. He's an investor. He's an advisor. He's a consultant extraordinaire. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. He's our good friend, John Bradbury. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back, John. John, one of the things that I've observed in the many years that I've been have been an entrepreneur and have worked with entrepreneurs and studied the concept and people who are up against all odds and you know out there working without a net as entrepreneurs do, is that one of the biggest challenges we have, maybe the greatest challenge, maybe the single biggest impediment to success for entrepreneurs, is getting out of their own way. Let me rephrase that. Getting out of my own way. What do you think?
I think that's accurate.
Is there anything... I mean, I don't think not having enough capital is as big as that. I don't think not having, you know, I don't think the economy is bigger than that. I don't think the more I think about it, I'm not sure anything is bigger than getting out of my own way.
Well, there's a great paradox here, because you know, you are the most important ingredient ultimately in your business.
That's right.
In terms of getting it off the ground,
you're the alpha energy, aren't you?
Exactly. And there's great opportunity. Anytime I work with a founder, there's great opportunity that's untapped, potential that's untapped in terms of them being the limiting factor to growth and, mm-hmm. and the health of their business. On the other hand, if you think about what gets in the way or how we get in our way, sometimes it's because we think we're too important or that we confuse our self-worth with what's happening in our business.
Huh.
In other words, our ego unconsciously is more important to us than the right decision for the business.
John, I'm a talk show host. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, authors and talk show hosts have no idea.
Have no idea. What are you? That's just crazy talk, John.
That's right. Well, think about it. It's easy to understand why. I'm talking about any entrepreneur, really. Entrepreneurs tend to be a very confident audience and lot. They're very strong-willed.
Mm-hmm.
And we invest. We invest a lot of time. We invest energy. We invest money. Most importantly, we invest our emotions.
How many entrepreneurs do things that most everyone else say can't be done, shouldn't be done, scares the bejeevers out of them just to think about even trying it? How many entrepreneurs fit that mold? Almost everyone. And you just,
well, that's right.
You don't pull that off if you're a wallflower.
Well, you don't. And there's also, there's been built up around the whole topic of entrepreneurship this kind of hero mythology, you know, where...
Mm-hmm.
You're a special kind of person. You've got this brilliant idea, and I'm talking about myself now. We all fall into the trap of thinking, "Wow, isn't that the greatest idea since sliced bread?" The problem comes when we look at what really makes a business successful over time. And you and I have talked about this quite a bit. Is that there are dramatic fluctuations from day to day, week to week, in the life of a business.
Mm-hmm.
It is a roller coaster ride, and if you attach your self-esteem and how successful you think you are as a person to the day-to-day fluctuations, the good news and bad news attached to your business, it's going to be a wicked ride.
You won't make it.
You won't make it.
You won't make it.
And
no.
You'll make decisions that are more in the interest of protecting your self-esteem or your self-image than what's right for the business. So,
right.
Simple example. I've had in a very
You've heard of dollar cost averaging.
This is
called failure success averaging.
Right.
If you can't do failure success averaging, that sounds like a book, doesn't it? That's a title for a new book, isn't it, John? Hey, John, I want you to tell us that story after these messages. We've got to take a quick break.
I
need your website right now, though, please.
It's readyfounder.com.
You need to go there, folks, because that's where you can find out all the great things that John does for his clients and maybe for you, too. And he'd be glad to hear from you. The book is called Six Secrets to Startup Success. John Bradbury is the author. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.